This is Daf HaShavua. We're in Ksuvos Daf Dalid. We're now on Dalid on the basis of Shir number 3. We're 12 lines from the bottom. Towards the end of the line, it says Rav Ashi Amar. So let's remind ourselves what we're up to. Rav Ashi is coming to give another answer to the Gemara's question. Remember that we had a Braisa, and the Braisa taught us that a person who is an Avelos is not serious enough. He can't be trusted to have Yichud with his new with the new Kala. That was on Amud Aleph. Remember that, even after they had a beer the first time, as opposed to Anita, who we do trust at that point. So that sounds like that a person cannot be trusted to follow the laws of Avelos, because people look at Avelos in as the Gemara said, Avelos kila le minida. Yet the Gemara then brought a brisa, and it seemed that the Avel, in the case of Avelos, the woman can perform these activities for her husband. We're not worried about anything. Sounds like people take Avelos very seriously. We're not worried about intimacy, and Anita cannot. So it sounds like that we're more serious when it comes. We have to be more strict when it comes to Nida, because the husband and wife are not as strict in that regard. So the Gemara gave one answer. There's a difference between his Avelos versus her Avelos. Now Rav Ashi gives another answer. Rav Ashi Amar Mika Midamis Avelus Odahachal Avelus Odahoma. How can you compare the Avelos regarding the Gemara Amud Aleph, where the couple just got married, and that was the case, to Avelos Da'olma, to Avelos in general? Avelos Da'olma Chamir. When it comes to Avelos in general, so people are very strict, and that's why we're okay with the woman serving her husband. As we said, she's able to mix the wine, etc., even though she's an Avelos. It's not about her Avelos versus his Avelos. It's simply because it's later on. It's not, they've been married for a while. V'lo asri l'zalzule be, so they're not going to treat it with zilz, they're not going to degrade it. Avelos tahacha. But when it comes to people who just got married, kevon da'akilu rabbanon asri l'zalzule be, the chachamim, as it is, were lenient. Why were they lenient? So they were lenient, if you remember, we said, well, we allow them, well, the Gemara is going to say in a moment, in what way were they lenient. But the bottom line is, because we're lenient, so people may take it lightly, and that's why we're more strict, and we say that even after Bia Rishona, we have to be strict, and they cannot have Yichud, as opposed to a case of Nida, where we are not as strict. My Kula. What is this Kula that we have by Avelos when you just get married? The fact that we allow them to have Bia to begin with. That's not a kula with respect to Avelos. That's because there is no Avelos yet. Because we allow them, before Avelos even kicks in, to have Bia Rishona. It's not about that Avelos is Kal. It's about that we allow Bia Rishona, because we didn't allow the Avelos to set in. Either Rabbi Eliezer, Cheyesin, Pesach Abayis, either according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who holds in Bo'i Katan, in the loss of Avelos, you have to wait. When does Avelos start? Once the body leaves the house. Ila Rabbi Yoshua, a later time is when Avelos kicks in, which we're more familiar with. Achi Yisasem HaGolel, until the Golel is closed. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Zgolel is Zeu Kisu Shel Aron Hames. Right now we'll learn, according to Rashi, that the Golel is where you cover the Aron. Let's say we put the dirt on, we fill it up. We fill up the grave, so that's when Avelos begins. Then we have a Shura, and then Avelos begins. So what do you see? That having Bia before these points is not a Kula in the laws of Avelos. It's about Avelos, because Avelos did not kick in. So what then is the Kula? So Ella Diktani Noeg Shivas Yemeha Mishtev Acharkach Noeg Shivas Yemeha Avelos. That was the Kula. Amud Aleph, remember we said that the fact that we're allowing the Sheva Brachos week to go on, and only afterwards we do Avelos, that's a Kula in the laws of Avelos, that we push that aside. So because of that Kula, we're afraid that what may happen as well, the Chasan and the Kala may be intimate even after having a Bia Rishona, and therefore we have to be strict that they don't have Yichud. But it comes to regular Avelos, though, So there we have the right to be lenient. We know they're going to take it seriously. So when it comes to Bir Rishona, though, yeah, it looks like in the case of Nida, we're not going to be as strict. In the case of Avelis, we are more strict, but that's not because in Avelis in general are more strict. It's because in the case of people just getting married, we have to be strict by Avelis because of the leniency we already allowed in keeping the days of Sheva Brachos before the days of Avelis. Okay, so now the Gemara analyzes a part of the Braisa that we quoted earlier. Amar Mar Ben Kachu Ben Kach Lo Yivol Lo Berev Shabbos Lo Bemotzei Shabbos. So we have this on an Aleph. The Braisa said that either way, there's no B on Friday night and there's no B on Motzei Shabbos. So Bishlam, and we mentioned that Rashi would tell us later on why a Motzei Shabbos is a problem. Bishlam Berev Shabbos is Mishum Chabur. I understand that. You're making Chabur in the woman. That's a Malacha. Malacha of Shochet in the one and third eye Malachos. That's a problem. Eleba Motzei Shabbos. Amailo. What's the problem with having a Bir Rishon on Motzei Shabbos? So I'm Rabbi Zera. I'll tell you why. Mishum. Top of the next Talmud. Mishum Cheshbonos. What are we afraid of? Calculations. What are the calculations? Top Rashi. Mishum Cheshbonos. Obviously, if you're having Bir Rishon on Motzei Shabbos, that means that you're getting married Motzei Shabbos. And what are we afraid of? Shem Yichnos L'Motzei Shabbos Yaseh Suda Balayla. So obviously then the Sudas Nisuin is going to be a night. The Yachshav B'Shabbos Ma'ut Tzorach L'Hotzi. And you're going to be thinking what needs to be money that needs to be spent, what needs to be taken care of. Uksiv V'Daber Davar. And part of that pasuk we've mentioned in the past of pasuk in Yeshayahu V'Daber Davar. You're not allowed to speak. Your speech has to be different. You're not allowed to speak about business matters on Shabbos. So that's why we don't want to have weddings and obviously what follows the Bir Rishona on Motzei Shabbos either. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, what do you mean? What's the problem with making these calculations, talking about, the money that needs to be spent for the wedding, talking about that on Shabbos? V'cheshbonos shel mitzvah mi'asiri. Since when do we prohibit cheshbonos of mitzvah at all? V'harav chista, rav hamnun, and amri tavayu, they both say, cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutter lachashon mishabbos. You're allowed to calculate cheshbonos of mitzvah on Shabbos. It's not a problem as long as it's for the sake of Shabbos. It's not a mimtzo cheftzucha. Cheftzucha. Your business matters are prohibited, but cheftze shamayim mutarim. Right, that's part of the in the zmiros chafotzecha asurim. But that's only chafotzecha. But things that are mitzvah related are permitted. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar. Poskin stakalani in the Shabbos. You're allowed to fix the amount of staka that's going to be given to the poor. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos as well. That is considered cheshbonos shel mitzvah. V'amar Rabbi Yaakov, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, holchel lebatei kneisios ulebatei midrashos lefakeach aliskei rabim b'Shabbos. You can go to the shuls or the batei medrash to take care of, to deal with matters that deal with the public, with the rabim, of public concern that we have on Shabbos as well. And these are unrelated to pikuach nefesh, as we'll see in a moment, just things that are related to the rabim is permitted on Shabbos to discuss. V'am Rabbi Yaakov v'Rabbi Baridi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, mipfakchim pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. You're allowed to deal with matters that involve potential danger on Shabbos. And there's a question why I really need this. Is this, this should be obvious, but maybe the fact that we're simply publicizing the matter, Rashi says, motzin l'or, meaning we are allowed to publicize it, obviously how to save a life, but meaning to publicize the issue that this is going to be potential danger or risk, that you're allowed to publicize on Shabbos as well. V'am Rabbi Shua bar Nachmani, Am Rabbi Yonasan, hochem l'tartios, ulakarkios, l'fakech aliskei rabim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the amphitheaters and the circuses, the large areas where people would gather to deal with public concern on Shabbos. Also is permitted, and you're allowed to speak to if the authorities can help out at all, so we're allowed to do that as well. And even if we're not 100% sure it's going to help, but we can gather in these big places, speak to the important people in order to make sure that these matters are taken care of. Also, cheshbonos, but their mitzvah, and therefore they're allowed on Shabbos. V'tanah d'vei Reb Menashe, mishad chinah latinokas le'areis b'Shabbos. Shabbos. You're allowed to arrange a shidduch for a girl for erusin purposes on Shabbos. That's we have that in the Zemiros as well. Ulishadeh chabanos valhatinok lalamdo sefer lalamdo umenos. This is also allowed. That's also in the Zemiros based on this Gemara. It's part of Chefetz Shamayim. It's for a mitzvah. You're allowed to teach if you can hire someone to teach a child, or for the obviously the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or even umenos. Rashi says lalamdo umenos. The last wide line in Rashi, mitzvah. The mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Dichsev as the pasuk says, Re'ech Chayim imisha sherahavta. What does that teach you? Lamad umenos. Make sure that you teach your son an umenos a shetiyah, or you should learn the shetiyah. Shetich yehemena imat Torah, and this way with Torah you'll be able to live. That is the obligation of the father. So there's no problem with calculating the needs. Then shouldn't be a problem of a wedding either on Shabbos. So why do we not have weddings on Motzei Shabbos? Not have birishon on Motzei Shabbos? Because we're afraid. What are we going to be talking about on Shabbos? What should the problem be? So, in the next year, we're going to see Rabbi Zeira is going to tell us why we don't allow having beer is shown, and therefore the wedding on Motzei Shabbos. So we'll see that. We'll see that next time. But just one important thing: you turn back to Dalet Amud Beis. So there's a discussion about this Golel, the Golel, which covers the way Rashi understood it. Once we had a machlokes, we said between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, when does Avelus begin? Is it like Rabbi Eliezer says, once the body leaves the house, so then the person is in a state of Avelus, or like we hold Achi Sasem Golel, once we cover over the casket, we call, so then, and when we say we fill in the dirt, so then the Avelus begins. So Rashi told us that Golel is the Kitzur of the Oran Ameis. Look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Bekama Mekomos Pirish Rashi de Golel have a Kitzur Oron. The Dofek, what's the Dofek? That's another part of it. Hainu Krushim, Shebetzide Oron. Those are the beams on the side of the Oron. And you put the Golel on top of them. Vinikra Dofek, Al Shema Shaha Golel, Dofek Olav. It literally knocks upon it. Ukein's at Pirish Baruch, and the Aruch explains that that's where the Golel is as well. V'kashla Rabbeinu Tam, what's the difficulty Rabbeinu Tam raises with this pshat? Da'am ha'beperek mishemeso, in the third parak of Brachos, what do we say? Midalgin hayidu al gabe aronos, we would be midalig. We would skip literally on the aronos, on the coffins. Now, what does it mean we would skip on the coffins? So they were discussing the fact that they wouldn't be an issue of Tuma, and there was a covered abrios issue in order to greet, also wanted to greet Malachim, and they said, you know, we would even walk over the coffins. What? Ve'eich ayu midalgin. How could they walk over a coffin, literally? V'halo ha-golel v'ha-dofek mitame bo'ol. But the golel and the dofek are mitame bo'ol. Now, the aron, apparently, there's something that is not mitame, the person bo'ol. But the golel is, and if you're stepping right on the golel, and that's mitame bo'ol, how are they allowed to violate this iser, becoming tame doraisa, in order to greet kings, to greet important people? So, it's difficult to define Golel as the cover of the casket based on this Gemara and Brachos and Daf Yutes Amud Beis. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's, at least one of Rabbeinu Tam's questions. If you skip halfway down in the Tosos towards the end of the line, Vodiksha, another question. Ditanya be'erivin, in Erivin the Brisa says like this, Kol davar sheish bo ruach chayim, anything that is alive, like an animal, ein osin lo mimena lo golel kever, etc. You can't make as a golel for a grave. Ulepirish ha-kuntras, v'chiderech lasos kisi arum mibalei chayim, what do we make a cover an arum out of an animal? So I need a Gemara to tell me that is something as Ruach Chaim, you can't make a Golel out of it. Clearly, Golel does not refer to the cover of the coffin. V'yesh lomar, so Tosu says, now to defend Rashi, you could say like this, afal gav dein derech lasus kisi aron mi bale chayim. That's true, we don't normally do that. Mekom akom kama devar mashkechon dulo shchiach. Plenty of things that are uncommon, umay ribahen ashas ledrosh lukabal schar, the Gemara speaks about anyway in order to learn, and then kabal schar from Talmud Torah, even though they may really never practically happen. But, so that's maybe a defensive rush. But Rabbeinu Tam, if you look five lines from the bottom, towards the beginning of the line, gives you what he thinks is pshat in Golel. Rabbeinu Tam mefaresh, de Golel hainu matseva. It's a matseva is the Golel. And And every time we see she'isase magolel, you complete the matzeva, that's when we speak about avelus taking place. She evin gedola, obviously was not done later on as we do, it was done at that time. She evin gedola, well, it's a large stone. V'loshon golel shayach alo evin, kedichsiv, we use the language golel by evin. We know this from Yaakov, from Bereshis. V'golelu eso evin. V'dofek, what's the dofek? Hainu shtei avonim, achas l'rosha v'achas l'raglosha matzeva. It's a stone that's the top and at the bottom of the matzeva. U'pa'amim shkshena matzeva mizumenes, and if there are times, now we understand, why would there be a golel made out of an animal? Sure, I'll tell you why. Because there are times the matzeva wasn't ready, so therefore, what we do, ma'amidim sham behema, o davar acher l'siman, as a sign that there's a grave over here. Avahim demidalgin, lo ayah sham matzeva, umach masames, lo ayu mitamin. So he says, and when it came to what? Midalgin hayinu agabe aronos. Oh, we used to skip over to greet the malachim, the kings. We would skip over the aronos. There was no golel there. There was no matzeva there at all. They weren't skipping over that. They were walking over the coffins. But that's okay. Derov aronos yesh ben poseach tefach. There's a poseach tefach between the body and the top of the aron. And therefore, stepping on it does not make you tummy. Because there is a chatzitza b'fnei hatumah. Aye, below tikshe, le Rabbi Yeshua, me'emas chalavelus, kishain sham matzeva. Hold on. Rabbi Yeshua said, how do you know when does avela start? When the matzeva, when you are yisasem ha-golel. So now, according to Rabbi Natan, that means when the golel, when the matzeva is done. Aye, you're telling me there are times where there's no matzeva. That means avelus is never going to set in. De'esh lomar, de'chi me'hadri apayu de'kovrin. No, when you turn your face away from bearing the person, that's when avelus begins. If you are not going to the what? To the kvura. When you turn your face away. So the same thing would be true if you're not putting up a matzeva. The moment you turn away from the mace, that's when avelus kicks in. Nonetheless, the Ri has problems with Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, and he gives another pshat, and he tells you that there's a story that seems to disprove this. If you look at Haman Aleph, if you look three lines down in Tosus, Tosefta Da'alo Sof Perek Gimel Tanya Maisa Bechot Shemes Berav HaPesach. Someone died Erev Pesach. Although Ratzu the Kavra. Why not? Because they didn't want to come Tamei Meis, and they wouldn't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. V'nichnasu ha'nashim v'koshu ha'chevel b'golel. So they tied a rope onto the golel, and golel seems to be the top of the casket, and that's what we're showing you. It wasn't the matzeva. And mashchu ha'nashim b'achut, and they pulled the kavru ha'nashim, and the women buried the body. V'holchu ha'nashim v'ashu b'shem. This way the men could go and do the Korban Pesach. A lawyer of that evening. Sounds like the women couldn't bury the person until the anashim, the men, were able to pull the golel. The whole story doesn't make sense if golel means a matzeva. Right? Why? What would I have to wait for? Elavadai hu kisi aron kedipirusha kontros.